Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, the last Sunday of February 26, 1984. The Lord bless as we worship together on this beautiful Lord's Day.
Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more and a great deal, "Thy son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called a blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garments, arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou have me do?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Before we go to the Lord in prayer, I'd like to add another name to the prayer list this morning. Raleigh Napier, a fellow that used to teach auto mechanics with me up at the vocational school, is in very serious condition in the Baptist Hospital in Lexington. He has tubes down his lungs, and they have to operate on him to get a biopsy to find out what his problem is. And I'd like to pray for him this morning, as well as those who have been on our hearts throughout the coming the past weeks, and those are in our bulletin. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this chance together here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful Sabbath day. We pray, Father, that as we gather here to worship you this morning, that you would speak to each of our hearts. Be with Brother James as he brings us your message. We pray that your word will rest upon all of our hearts here this morning. If there be any lost, that they should seek Jesus before it's too late. For we who are Christians, we pray this morning that you would help us to make all the decisions that daily come up in our lives. Be with us and help us to leave all of our cares upon you. This morning, Father, for the sick that we have mentioned, those in our bulletins, we pray for them this morning, Father, that you'd heal, be your blessed will. This morning, Father, for those on our hearts and on our minds that are sick, that are afflicted with us, with this old sin of this life, we pray them this morning that they could see their need for Jesus. Help us, Father, to be a witness to those that are out in sin, that they could see Jesus in us. We pray, Father, that they would seek Jesus before it's too late. Go with us through our services this morning. We thank you for your many blessings. We pray that you give us more blessings today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This time we'd like to have Tom and Fred and Ms. Johnson and Myrna sing for us a song that says, "Look to the Lamb of God." Certainly the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that men and women, boys and girls need to look to. He's able to supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God bless them as they sing. Ms. Johnson's favorite son-in-law preach one time, Brother Hoag Hockensmith, up in Hamilton, Ohio, where he used to pastor. And he preached that day on Saved by Good Looks. From Isaiah, where it says, Jesus said, "Look unto me and be ye saved, for I am God, and besides me there is none else." Today, friends, we need to look to the Lamb of God. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:29. It's good to know today we have a great physician, one who cares about us physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, materially, financially. We have a great physician today who cares about us in all those areas. And he is able today to meet any need that we have, whether that need is great or small. We do want to remember this week in prayer, Brother Earl's dad. He has surgery Thursday, I believe. Let's be praying for him much this week. And we also want to be praying this week for Linda Burns, Roland's wife. Let's be praying for her this week, as well as Raleigh Napier that Brother White mentioned. I visited Ms. Beck yesterday, and she was telling me about Raleigh and his wife and their physical need at this time. And I certainly was happy to hear that Raleigh has been saved. And we praise the Lord for that. Raleigh used to work at the vocational school. Many of you know him. Let's be praying for Raleigh this week also. And all these others listed here in the bulletin. Brother Jerry's dad is not doing well at this time. Brother Mitchell Fraley. Let's be praying for each of these others that we have listed here in the bulletin. Lucy is doing better, Lucy Talby. And we praise the Lord for this answered prayer. Continue to pray today and this week for Ms. Barker. We know that God's able to meet her need. And this time, let's look to the Lord in another word of prayer together. Dear Father, we do lift up our hearts today in thanksgiving and gratitude for all that you have done, all you're going to do. Father, we lift up to thee right now Ed Clemens, Brother Earl's dad. Father, you know his need at this time. We just pray for him. We lift him up to the throne of grace. We know, Lord, you're able to be with him. You are with him. We pray most of all, Lord, today for his salvation. Work in his heart, Lord, today by your Holy Spirit. We love him. We just pray your blessing, Lord, upon his life this week. We'd also pray for Mrs. Linda Burns and her needs, for Raleigh Napier, and for each of these others, Lord, listed here in the bulletin. Thank thee we have a great God. We have a great physician. And may we look to him today. In his name we pray. Amen. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." There's three wonderful things in that verse, Philippians 4:19. My God, your need, and his riches. And we have a God, a wonderful, great physician today who understands us. And he is able to supply the need that we have. Our key verses today are going to be found in Psalm 28 and verse 7. Lord's will, in the morning about 7:30, I'm going to be leaving for the evangelism conference in Louisville. And we're going to be privileged again to hear Brother Claude Ray lead the singing and also sing a few solos. He's a fellow who wrote a track we used to have back there in the track rack. He's a fellow who had surgery for cancer, lasted 8 hours. I had him to
autographed my Bible in the front 2 years ago when I was at the evangelism conference, and this is the verse that he wrote down in my Bible. Psalm 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him." That's Claude Ray's testimony. That should be our testimony today. The Lord is our strength, our shield. Our heart should trust in Him and be helped. And our heart today should greatly rejoice, and with our song, we should praise Him. Someday I'll be able to sing like Brother Tom and Brother Fred and some of these other wonderful singers in our church. We thank God for those who participate in our singing, in the singing part of our service. In Matthew chapter 9, it tells us, another key verse we're going to have, Jesus had just invited Matthew to come to Him. And He said to Matthew in Matthew chapter 9, "Follow Me." Two words. Matthew was a publican. You know what Matthew did? He invited all the other publicans and sinners to a banquet, and he invited Jesus and His disciples to the banquet, to the meal. And they criticized Jesus for this. And Jesus said in Matthew 9:12, and the last part of verse 13, we're going to look at these two verses, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So those three verses are going to be the background of our message today. The Lord is our strength and shield. And Jesus said, "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Those who are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. You know, many people today are worried and troubled. Someone wrote a little song, a little chorus. "Why worry when you can pray? Trust Jesus, He'll lead the way. Don't be a doubting Thomas. Rest fully on His promise. Why worry, 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 worry when you can pray? Don't worry about yesterday. It's gone. Don't worry about tomorrow. It's not here yet. And don't even worry about today. The Lord is our strength and shield. And our hearts should trust in Him and be helped." Jesus said in Matthew 6, "Be therefore not anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Friends, there is enough to get our attention today, much less thinking about yesterday and tomorrow. Let's cast our cares upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "We have a wonderful, great physician today who loves us. A day of worry," the Daily Bread said one time, "is more exhausting than a week of work." Let's look to the great physician this week. We want to look today at two examples in the Bible of how Jesus, the great physician, met the needs of hurting people. And the first one is a lady, found in Mark chapter 5, and then we'll look at the fellow that Brother White read about, blind Bartimaeus, in Matthew, or Mark chapter 10, rather. In Mark chapter 5, there was a lady who needed help, physically and I'm sure spiritually as well. We want to look at four things about her. First of all, her description is found in verses 25 and 26. It says, "A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, she was in desperate need of help." And Jesus is here on this earth to meet our need, to help us. and not to hurt us. Verse 26 says, "And she had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse." This verse reminds me of another person in the Bible, the prodigal son. It says that he got all his dad gave him and went to a foreign country, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. This lady here in Mark 5, it says she had spent all that she had and was nothing better. My friend, if you're here today without the Lord, you are not going to get any better spiritually until Jesus comes into your life. We need the great physician. And I know He is able to help us, not only spiritually, but He is able to help us to bear up under the burdens of daily living, the physical needs that we have. I know some of you are physically ill. And God is our strength and our shield. And He is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. She was in desperate need of help. Her decision is found in the 27th and 28th verses. It says, "And when she had heard of Jesus," I don't know how she heard, but somebody told her that there was a man called Jesus. She heard of Jesus. And here is her decision. It says she came in the press behind and touched His garment. I wonder if they has their faith ever touched Jesus. I believe this is all that will touch Jesus, is faith. Many times people came to Jesus and they came to Him in faith, and He would say to them, "Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." This lady wormed her way through the crowd. That's what the word press means. There were people all around Jesus. And she touched His garment. A little chorus says, God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything. But fail. And certainly, friends, the Lord can, He'll never fail us. He can meet your need right there where you sit this morning as we put Him to the test. This lady put Jesus to the test. She went in the crowd and touched His garment. Verse 28 tells us, she said in her heart, "If I may but touch His clothes, I shall be whole." I would encourage you today to reach out and touch Jesus by faith. He is able to meet your needs spiritually, first of all. I like the way Jesus did it when they let that man down through the roof in the, I believe it's the second chapter of Mark. You know what the first thing He told that fellow who was lying there? He had never walked in his life. He said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." He got to the worst problem first. Sin is in the world. Brother R.T. preached a wonderful message at a funeral yesterday on that. How sin came into the world. And death by sin. So death has passed upon all men that all have sinned. This lady came to the only source of real life, and that's Jesus. She said, "If I can but touch Him, I'll be made whole." And the Bible tells us in verse 29 of Mark chapter 5, "And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up." Real faith in the great physician pays great dividends, friends. The last part of verse 29 says, "And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." The source of that Ministries International puts out this little tract entitled "Facts, Faith, and Feelings." Brother T.H. Harding told us as he stood right here in front of the front pew a few years ago as he talked on faith. He said, feelings is like the caboose on a train. If we'll put our faith in the facts, which is God's Word, feelings will come automatically. Some mornings you may get up and you may feel as cross as a cross-cut saw. But that does not mean you're not a Christian. It does mean maybe that we might need to look up and ask God for help. Don't put your faith in your feelings. Feelings fluctuate up and down. Even the weather makes our feelings go up and down, maybe. But I tell you, nothing will change God's Word. Nothing. This lady, it says, she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. God's able to give us feelings. And I appreciate today knowing, no matter what my feelings are, I'm a Christian. I know the Lord. And if you're a Christian today, you can say that. God's able to give us feelings. But we should not stress feelings so much, but faith. Faith in the Lord. The Bible says that Jesus turned around and He said, "Who touched me?" Jesus did not want this lady to be a silent witness. And so she came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. She told Him all the truth. She gave a wonderful testimony of what God had done for her. In Mark chapter 10, we have another story about a man. It says that Jesus came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples, blind Bartimaeus, the lady's name, we don't know who she was, her name is not given. But we know that this blind man's name was Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. He sat by the highway side begging. The song that we sang a while ago said, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. Brother P.H. Combs, his brother, one of the members of our church, Brother Arthur Combs, is almost blind now. But I want to hurry along and say this. I said it here before. I had rather be blind physically, like Debbie Zook Green, and know the Lord and be wide awake spiritually, than to be blind spiritually and have 20/20 vision physically. One time Jesus put some clay on a man's eyes and said, "Go wash." And he went and washed and came seeing. And they criticized Jesus for working on the Sabbath day. And that fellow that He healed said to the authorities, "I know not whether he is a sinner or not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." My friend, the Lord today can open your eyes as He did blind Bartimaeus. He can open your spiritual eyesight and you can know the Lord. Brother Combs wrote me a thought for the day. It says here, when Jesus came to Jericho, He saw a terrible plight. He saw blind Bartimaeus ready to receive His sight. Isn't that good? Blind Bartimaeus, it says he heard that Jesus was going by. He couldn't see Him. Physically he was blind. But he heard that Jesus was going by. And there he sat, begging. Begging. Well, Jesus never did pass anyone by. He heard that Jesus was going by, and he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." You know what? If you're here today and don't know the Lord yet, you need to get concerned about your own self first. You're the one that needs the Lord. You're the one that needs the Lord today. If you're here and lost, you've never trusted Jesus, you have never received your spiritual eyesight, you're lost. You're blind spiritually. Jesus, today, the great physician, is ready to open your eyes spiritually. He heard. He cried out and said, "Have mercy on me." That's what the song "Just As I Am" says. "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come." This reminds me of the publican in the temple that Jesus told about. He said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Blind Bartimaeus cried out for mercy. And that's what I need today, friend. I don't know about you. I need mercy. I don't need God's justice. Have mercy on me. Did you know the crowd has always been wrong? The majority? Many times, anyway, the crowd's been wrong. Jesus said, "Broad is the way, and many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." The crowd round about Jesus, they charged this man to be quiet. They charged him that he should hold his peace. Don't you know that Jesus doesn't have time for you? But my friend, Jesus has time for anyone who will call out to Him in faith. You know where Jesus was going at this time? To Jerusalem. In the very next chapter of Mark, we have what we call Palm Sunday. Jesus marched into Jerusalem. He's going to die. He's going to die for our sins. But I love the first four words of verse 49. It says, "And Jesus stood still." Don't you like that? Jesus is on His way to be nailed on a cross. And He stops because an old blind man is crying out for help. Jesus never has passed anyone by who will cry out from a heart of repentance. You know what this fellow did? He could have said, "I have been blind already for 50, 60 years. One more day won't make that much difference. I'll just quit crying out." He could have said that. But you know what he did? He cried the more a great deal. There's a lot of barriers on the way to hell. Every church steeple pointing up to heaven. There's a lot of barriers to hell. Don't go there. Get off that broad highway and get on that narrow way that leads up to heaven. This fellow cried the more a great deal. And so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." My friend, I'd like to say that to you today. If you feel Jesus knocking at your heart's door, be of good comfort. Rise, he's calling you. Calling you. I love what happened in verse 50. It says, "And he, casting aside away his garment, he rose and came to Jesus." This again reminds me of the prodigal son. In Luke 15, Jesus told that wonderful parable. This fellow had spent all that he had, and he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to arise and go to my father. And almost the very next verse it says, and he arose and went. This fellow here is told, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, his self-righteousness, I'd like to compare that to, his pride. That's what we have to cast aside if we ever come to Jesus. Some people say they're their own man. I'm my own boss. But my friend the Lord wants to be your commander-in-chief. He wants you to come to Him. This fellow cast aside his garment, a blind man. I believe he had faith also that he could find that coat or whatever he cast aside. He knew he was coming to the great physician. He arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Lord. Notice he calls Jesus Lord. Lord, I want my eyesight. The last verse says, Jesus told him to go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. The lady reached out a trembling hand and touched Jesus by faith. This blind man cried out to Jesus by faith. Both of these people were not disappointed. And I believe both of them must have been wonderful witnesses until they died, until they went to be with the Lord. This fellow said, Lord, I want my eyesight. Immediately he received his sight. You know what he did? He followed Jesus. The last thing we see about blind Bartimaeus is he was following Jesus. The Source of Light Ministers also puts out this little tract. It says, you may go to heaven without health, without wealth, without fame, without a great name, without learning, without a big earning, without culture, without beauty, without friends, without 10,000 other things, but you can never go to heaven without Jesus. You can never go to heaven without Jesus. He is the way. We'd like to stand today and have our invitation song. Page 176. If you have never reached out by faith and touched Jesus, today is the day. If you have never cried out to Jesus for your spiritual eyesight, today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart as we stand to sing. 176. Christ receive us sinful men.
Oh,
before we have the last stanza of this song. I wonder if you're here today without the Lord and you'd like my uplifting hand to say by that, I'd like to be remembered in prayer before this last stanza of this song. Is there one? You say by uplifted hand, please pray for me. I'm not a Christian yet. Is there anyone? God loves you. He loves each one of us today with an everlasting love. Father, we thank Thee for what You're going to do, Lord, in each of our lives during the days ahead. Help us to rely upon Thee. Bless during this last stanza, Lord, of this song, that some precious soul will be born again, some Christian will make some type of decision, that Your name will be uplifted and honored and glorified. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. The last stanza, please. Invite each one of you out to the evening services tonight. Brother Tom will probably be playing his banjo tonight. I was over at my mom's, I guess, Friday night, and she wanted Tom to play her a special on his banjo. And she had just listened to them sing the song they sang last Sunday. Life is like a mountain railroad. And we do encourage you to be here tonight at 6 o'clock for church training under the direction of Brother Tom Bob.